Well, good morning, everybody. Darren Saul here, your host of Playing with Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. Hope everybody is fantastically well on this Monday morning. That's here in Sydney, but I have a lovely guest with me from California. Her name is Ileana Pavlova, and it is now 4 p.m. in California. Is that right, Ileana?
Yes, 4 p.m.
I'm jealous. Well done. Now, Ileana is here, and we're going to get into some fantastic discussion about this topic that she has thrown down. And the subject is, you are only one decision away from living
Wow.
your dream life. I love that. Only one decision, Ileana. Only one. I love that.
Lovely one.
Only one. Fantastic. Now, for everybody out there, I'll just give you a little bit of an introduction into who Ileana is. So Ileana is from Bulgaria. She moved to the USA to live the American dream, but because Bulgaria was too small. But after making her dreams come true, she realized that a house, a car, and a husband were not enough. She needed more to give more. She wanted to help people see life through her eyes, to love it, to enjoy it, and to be happy. She always wanted that. So, with much trial and error, Ileana got into coaching where she feels fulfilled, free, and happy. Freedom and happiness are her most important values, and she can't ask for more. Ileana loves dancing, puzzles, chatting with people, and seeing happy faces. So, good morning and good afternoon, Ileana.
Thank you so much, Darren, to have me here today and such a nice bio.
My pleasure. It is a very nice bio. It's your lovely words. So, how are you doing today? All good? Feeling good? You ready to take on the world?
Absolutely. Actually, it's still Sunday here in California. You guys are a
Oh,
little bit ahead. So
yes.
it's Sunday, and I have this amazing Friday, Saturday, spending time with family and friends and celebrating birthdays. So it was gorgeous.
Oh, wow. What's the weather like over there in California?
Sunny. What else
Sunny.
could be?
Oh,
By the
jealous.
beach.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
I know. It's great here.
So, Ileana, I'd love your story. And you know what a lovely self-awareness you have as well to realize that you came to America, you had all these dreams, and then you realized, actually, no, that's not enough. I want more. And you transitioned beautifully into coaching and helping everybody else achieve their dreams and their successes in life. So I want to chat a bit more about how you do that. But before we get into that, maybe just tell us a bit about your journey as a coach. How do you feel coaching? How long have you been coaching? What's it like? Has it been everything that it's cut out to be?
So the journey started the moment I arrived in America, to be honest. For the first time, I came here in 2010, and I was amazed by the nature, by the people, by the culture, by the variety. So many different cultures just combined here together, and
Absolutely.
all of this turned into America, and with all the possibilities, opportunities, friendships, cuisines, traditions, events, concerts, absolutely everything. I was thrilled. I loved it. And I was like, I want to live here. So I was really fortunate to get a green card by the lottery. So I won it.
Oh, by the
And
lottery. What a
a
story.
lottery. Yeah. So I won the green card and I was super happy about it. And I was like, oh my God, my dream is coming true. I'm gonna be American one day and I'm gonna have this American dream life. And
Nice.
I was super excited and pumped up about everything. So 2015, I arrived here with my one suitcase and my big dreams and big expectations. And the path was really rough, to be honest. And I have a couple of pivot points in my life where I learned a lot about myself. But definitely living in America helped me get way more conscious about myself, bring awareness in my life about what I want, prioritize my values, and get where I'm right now. And
Love it, love
that's happiness, yeah.
it. Fantastic. And you now are helping lots of other people achieve happiness and go on that journey themselves.
Absolutely. I realized that a lot of entrepreneurs, but not only, they struggle finding balance in their life. And just because like I'm so self-orientated and personal happiness and relaxation, which will bring you motivation and also creativity, I'm very big on these topics. Yeah. That's why like I figure out that a lot of people need help in that direction. And ever since I was a teenager, that was one of my dreams. When I see somebody who is not feeling good, who suffers in life, who thinks that life is difficult and it's horrible, I was like, no, I was so passionate. No, that's not true. Let's change this perspective. Yeah. It shouldn't be. It's so easy. So all my friends are telling me that I've been born under like star and I'm so lucky, and to be honest that's reality, because like I see life like that and I feel like everything's a just perspective.
That's beautiful. I love it. But so why do you think it is that with a lot of people, you know, we start out on our journey, we know what we want to achieve, we're ready to take on the world, and then life takes us into another direction, and 50-40 years later we realize, what have we been doing? Why has that happened?
That's a really good question, to be honest. But to be able to respond to this one, like I really want to know, how do you know that you know what you want?
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. That's where self-awareness comes to play.
That, exactly. That's where self-awareness and self-knowing and self-discipline and self-worth and self-image and everything about the self by itself comes together. And once you're really aligned with yourself, and with your energy and with your desires, wishes, dreams, this is where you know what you want. And that's why I'm asking, like, how do you know? Just because like most people are not, they're not even aligned on one direction connected with themselves to be able to say like, oh, I want to do this. To be honest, I learned this with many, many lessons in my life. And, I was always so motivated, so excited to start something new. And I was living it like in a month or two. Then with some things, I was going for a year or two, with some things a little bit longer, until finally I found that I actually love communicating with people. That's my strength, like just the connection, guiding them and showing them through my experience, what I learned and how I do it. That this is what I'm doing right now. And I absolutely love it. No desires, no wishes for absolutely anything else. Nothing is on the table anymore for me. Cause like, that's what makes me happy. And that's what really fulfills me.
I love that. So what you're saying really is that unless we really practice and execute self-awareness all the time in many different facets of our life at the same time, that's the only way that we're going to know if we're on track with who we are.
That's right. And also it starts with practice, but at some moment it just moved to automated habit. Your brain starts working like that. Your actions will be that. Your decisions will move into that direction when you're really aware what you want. And you know, the line is very thin between what you truly want, like your soul, your desires are, and what the environment and the society and the American dream looks like. You know, like that's where we get really confused. So a house, a husband, a dog, probably a car. No, that's not what I want. I was thinking that that's what I want. And that's how I got confused. And I was really excited to come here and make this dream come true.
Yeah.
Eventually I did. And I was like, no, that wasn't what I really want.
Yeah. I love it. And you know what? I heard a great quote. I'm going to be doing lots of great quotes, pulling out a lot of great quotes today in this episode, because it's just one of those episodes that is so suited to quotes. But I heard a great quote a while back. I think it was Earl Nightingale, and he said, true happiness is the progressive achievement of a particular goal. It's not the actual achievement of that goal. It's the journey.
Absolutely.
And I love that. That is so true, because that's exactly what you're saying. You know, you came, you thought you want a car, you want a husband, you want a dog, you want a job, but then you thought you achieved those things, and then you thought, I'm not happy. Because at the end, once you've achieved something, you need something else.
So it's true.
The journey that counts.
It's the journey. For me, like I also practice goals and help people get clarity and just bring a big vision in their life and help them reverse engineer their goals. But I always try to support them into the area, like don't be attached to a physical goal. Because like a husband, family, of course, yeah, a house and a car, that's physical goals, but they're not really a change in your life. They're some sort of status which we're used to accept as the next step in our life.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. Like when you're by 30, you need to be married. By 35, probably you have to have kids and the house already right there. Yeah. And maybe the dream car even earlier. But yeah, that's yeah, not the point. Just because as a human beings, we love to achieve things. And when we get there, the happiness is it's huge in the specific moment, but then it doesn't last for so long. And then you want to get more. You start thinking from the position where you're right now, and it's like, what could be the next step? And then the happiness is kind of gone. And if you focus on the next goal, and this goal is going to bring you happiness, you're going to live from a spot A to spot B, but you're going to forget the distance between A and B.
Exactly.
And that's why love and happiness is all through the journey, and the goal can change, but you still be happy achieving something else. The next thing, maybe this is not your thing. You need to move somewhere else, but like be happy on the way.
I like that. So it might just be a change in actual dialogue or copy that you tell yourself. So if you say to yourself, okay, I'm looking for a husband, maybe a better way to say would be to say, I want to build and live as a fulfilling long-term relationship, because that never ends.
Absolutely.
Or you might want to say, I want to build and grow a family, because that never ends, rather than just saying, I want to have two kids, or I want to have a husband, because that allows you to achieve a certain goal, and then you're stuck. There's nothing left.
That's right. Like, actually, I wrote my goals for this year on my birthday. My birthday was on January. So like I wrote my goals, and I want to share just two of them. The first one was like, I would like to travel to exotic destinations all over the world and spend time with loving and supporting friends. And the second one's like, I'm ready to spend like every 2 months, at least a week at home with my family, because I know that these moments are the most cherished and the most wanted for me, for my true heart, and nothing can stay on my way. So actually on Wednesday, I'm going home.
Wow, home back to Bulgaria.
Yeah, because the coronavirus didn't let me be there on Easter. So like I was waiting all the borders to be open.
Fantastic. And so how long will you stay there?
As of now, I'm going to be there for at least a month.
Oh, beautiful. How nice is that? Well done. Have a great trip. That's amazing. And so in terms of, you know, what we tell ourselves, it's a challenging concept, really, because we have to really be aware of that 24/7. Is that what you, for example, I mean, there's a great quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson, and he said, you become what you think about all day long. So if you are constantly thinking about certain things, then that's what you will become. If you're thinking about something else, it might take you in another direction. So it's how challenging is it to really make sure that you are continually on the right path?
I don't think that it's challenging, at least not anymore. Definitely at the beginning, when you start working on yourself, it's something new. It's something definitely motivational, inspirational to keep you going. But with the time, this is turning into a habit. You teach your brain how to be aware and what thoughts to be aware of. And this is where the magic happens. I don't really spend much time in negative emotions, to be very, very honest with you, because the moment I have these low moments, it's just the moment when I'm like, why am I feeling this way? Like, am I happy or am I not happy? I'm not happy. Then something might be off. Like, I'm a happy person. I have a great life. I love my journey in my life. And this is blessing to enjoy it, to be born and live the life on your own terms and have the freedom to say, to do, to love, like every experience you want, like you have the freedom to have them. So in this case, why we need to be sad? Why you need to be disappointed? Why you need to be stressed? It's a personal choice where you decide who you want to be and how would you like to feel. Mm-hmm. And once you make this one decision, that's your choice, and you can actually really change this situation. You can change the way you're thinking. Yes, definitely has a little effort over there, but at the same time, the pleasure from the happiness which will bring into your life, into your daily life, it's so much bigger. It's going to bring you so much satisfaction. You wouldn't even feel the effort. And once you practice this for a while, and you know, like a while for everybody is different. It could be from 21 days to 30 days. Now the studies show 66 days. And that's not a long time of period. You can change your thinking into a very positive, fulfilling way and bring happiness on a daily basis where you will be capable of doing whatever you want. It's that easy.
So it's really just about practicing that for enough time to make it a habit. And then once it's a habit, it becomes such a part of your life that you don't want anything else because you love it so much.
Yes, like when you're happy, don't you want more happiness in your life? The same thing.
Yeah,
it's absolutely the same thing. If awareness and moving into the right direction, following a plan, a goal makes you happy, and all the steps on the way makes you happy, it's that easy.
Okay. And so then what do you tell people that if they wake up one morning, they have a bad day, they spiral down, you know, some negative thought, how do you quickly get yourself out of that?
First of all, that's okay. Like I'm probably waking once in a while with emotions like that because they're absolutely typical human emotions. Sure. And we are allowed to experience all of them. Second of all, you can be happy or sad. There's no middle. There's no in between. You cannot be both at the same time. So once you get aware of this, you can just ask yourself like empowering questions like, am I like that in my life? Do I want to be like that in my life? And how do I feel? And if you feel happy, that's great. You can. There is a funny game where you can range from the scale to 1 to 10. How good do you feel in your skin today in this exact moment? And if it's like 8, 9, 10, awesome. Keep going, whatever you're doing. If it's lower, ask yourself why. How can you move higher? How you can bring more happiness there? And just do whatever your heart is telling you. It's not always about what your brain leads you. It's kind of a mixture in between them. And the moment you start listening what your body, what your mind, what your heart is giving us as signals, then you are ready to bring the awareness and do the little tricks with the questions until you get to the right answer. And from there, you just move to this powerful state of mind of happiness, motivation, inspiration, excitement, joy, peace, calm.
Oh my God. I feel so peaceful right now listening to you.
Listening to my voice, right?
Like a guided meditation.
I was thinking to do one. I'm actually really excited and looking for somebody to do the meditation music behind and attach it to my board. So hopefully soon.
Why not? Do you meditate every day?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I actually do it probably more than once a day.
Wow. For how long?
So my morning routine includes 2 meditations. They're about 20 to 25 minutes each of them. And in the afternoon, after a long day on the call, you know, I attract a lot of energies, not my personal energy, somebody else. Right. And even if at the end we move to a very positive state of being and inspire a point in their life where they can make a powerful decision, I still collect this kind of energy. So I need a little bit of relief. So in the afternoon, I have another meditation of 20 minutes and I like guided meditations. So just choose anything you like in YouTube, whatever suits you and just go for it.
I love it. And you come out of that feeling refreshed, realigned and happy.
Happy. Absolutely.
I love it. You've convinced me. I'm going to try one later on.
Do you meditate?
I used to. I've done a few meditation courses and mindfulness courses, but then I never continued. I never really tried guided meditation. I don't know. I'm lazy. I just didn't continue. But I didn't really enjoy it. But one thing that happened when I started meditating, I started falling asleep. Instead of moving into a meditative state, I was falling asleep. And I said, come on, that's not what it's meant to be.
oh, that's a wrong state of mind. Like, whatever is happening in your life, that's amazing thing. Like, I want to share, actually, whatever is happening in your life, it's happening with a reason. Okay. It's happening because life knows that we are strong, and it teaches us how to be strong, so to be more powerful in our life. And with this being said, like, absolutely every situation in our life is a blessing. Mm-hmm. It could go from literally a marriage to a crash, like car accident. And it's the importance of these situation events in our life is just to get out of it with the lesson we need to learn. That's why this happened to us. We might attract it with our thoughts, but if you learn the lesson, you move forward way more faster just by the experience you have. And that's why you need to look for blessing, for lesson, for happiness in every moment. Even if you don't see it right now, it's okay. You'll see it later on. Because usually at the moment of the event, you don't know, like, what's going on? Like, why is this happening? But after that, it's like, oh, okay. I see now. I learned this lesson.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And I'm going to bring in one of your own quotes here to solidify what you've just said. And I think you've written down here, focus on the big picture so you don't see the little rocks on the road. Is that your quote?
Yes.
Absolutely. I love that quote. That is so cool. Well done.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
So true. So true. So, Ileana, I'd love to hear a bit more about what you do, how you work with your clients, how do you take them through this journey. Maybe tell us a bit more about exactly, you know, the nuts and bolts of your practice.
So this quote is exactly on the right spot, to be honest, because like clarity and big picture, big vision is something which I absolutely love. We need to focus, as I said earlier, on how we want our life to change instead of just going after a result which is not going to keep us happy. We need to go for something bigger, more like emotion, state of being, feelings we need to have during our life. And that's kind of how all of my coaching is going. I definitely start with evaluating where you are. We work like who you are and who you want to be, where you want to go, just like a small steps where I can pick your brain, where you want to go, what's your mission, what's your purpose, and help you get there. And from there, we just work through your mindset, how it's supporting you, aligning all your mindset, vision, goals, desires, ideas, values with yourself. So when you have all of this aligned, you just align with life itself. And this is what we do together.
I love it. And if we don't know exactly where we want to go, are you there to help us, guide us to find that out?
I didn't know where I want to go before. Okay. I didn't know. Like, when I came here, I came with the mindset that I'm a foreign. I don't have a great English, so I cannot go further than being a server. That was the easiest job I can get. And I was really fortunate to work in the Four Seasons hotels and meet amazing people and from them learn lessons how I need to treat myself, how I have to respect myself. And this that I'm foreign doesn't mean that I'm like a less person as you. Doesn't mean that my personality is worse than yours, right? So
doesn't mean that you deserve any less out of life.
Absolutely. I've never thought that I deserve any less, but I was putting myself into the frame. You're a foreigner in a different country, don't speak a word of English, because like my first years here, yes, no, and that was it. I didn't speak any English. I was so bad. And even now, I do make so many mistakes. But to be honest, nobody really pay attention just because like I'm so confident and certain where I am, who I am, and what I'm doing. Absolutely. This is such a minor thing which most of the people don't care. And I want to show them that you can be whoever you want if you believe in yourself. And what other people think about who you are, it shouldn't be important. It's not your business what other people think. You need to believe in yourself and move forward in the direction where you want to go. So I didn't know where I want to go. I didn't know what I want to do. I was just excited to have this American dream. And 2 years in America, my dream came true. And I was like, I'm not happy. That's not what I want. I want so much more. And this is where the journey started. Like, I was definitely executing my goal pretty fast and my ideas, because I'm very certain and I believe that it's going to happen, and I just go after it. Like, Owen, 100% sure, no giving up. Right. That's right. A good lesson everybody need to learn. Like, if you give up, you will never get where you want to go. Mm-hmm. So just be very brave, strong emotionally and physically, and make it come true.
Yeah, don't give up. Keep going. Whatever happens, keep going.
Absolutely, keep going all the time. And you don't have to hustle, by the way. Life is gorgeous, calm, peaceful, happy place.
I love it.
So I was going through this, like, what I want to do, how I want to do it. Do I want to go home? Do I want to stay here? And I absolutely love it here, even if I'm flying home like 3 to 4 times a year. But if you don't start with trials, you will never know what you're good at. You will never know what would you like to do. So I went through 5-6 things before I discovered the coaching, just because, maybe because in Bulgaria coaching is not big, we don't have many coaches. So for me it wasn't such a something common, something which I heard, which I know as a profession. Mm-hmm. It's definitely American thing. Now it's way more popular, but
now,
still
now I heard that coaching now is the fastest growing industry in the world.
Right? Yes, that's true. It's like the new thing everybody's doing. Me too. But yeah, we're going through stages. So like, I actually been into the marketing somehow. I've been into the blogging, travel, and all of this craziness, because I travel is my hobby. Yeah. I've been into the e-commerce and I didn't enjoy it. So you need to try so many things and make... you don't make errors. You don't really make failures. You just learn lessons. And once you learn, this is where the magic happens. And this is where you discover what your purpose, what your mission is. It's not that easy. Nobody's born, that's who I am. No, it's not working like that.
I agree. And I just love the way you put that, because I always think to myself as well, you know, I've done loads of different things. And sometimes people say, you did all this, you did all that, you spent so much time. Did you feel like you've wasted all that time? And I'd say, no. Every step that I've gone through in my journey has given me certain skills and lessons and awareness and molded my character and allowed me to become who I am today. Like, we are the sum of everything we've done. And so you learn from every step in your journey. So nothing is ever wasted. And it doesn't matter even if you feel sometimes you're in a slightly different direction than where you should be, there will always be something that you can learn from that experience.
100% agree with you. 100%.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So Ileana, I'd love to hear a start, maybe an example of a case study or a situation where you've helped one of your clients. Obviously don't mention any names, but how you helped them. Where were they at the beginning of their journey? How was it to work with them? And then where are they now? Have you got a story that you can tell us?
Absolutely. So I have this guy, let's put it just
this guy.
I have this guy who I work with. And to be honest, I really prefer to work with guys, just because like, we skip the drama and we go and execute. And this really, it's like what I'm looking for. Like, I don't have time to babysit, and like, just some of us are really emotional. And when I'm at work, like, no, that, we don't have time for this. So I had this guy, amazing person, really dedicated, like one of these super motivated people to get where he wants to be, successful, ready for a relationship. He doesn't want to move his focus from his goal. And it's a pleasure to work with people like that, because like, they're action takers. Right. So... to be honest, he was playing small. He was thinking small, and I cannot stand this. Like, I'm definitely, let's dream big. Let's make a big goal so we know that at least we're going to get somewhere near the end. Yeah. When you have a small goal, you're going to just start working for less. And it doesn't make sense for me. So let's dream big.
It's almost the definition of a dream. If you're going to dream, dream. Don't just dream everything. Go, it's a dream.
Everything, everything you want with the emotions you want to feel, because at the end, that's what we are looking for. If you want to be moved, you need to use the emotions. That's the only way. And I definitely go with happiness. Some people enjoy fear. Different story. Anyway, so with this guy, we start working together. We work on the mindset. We work on the business side. He was like, I want a partner. I want to do this. I don't know if I can do this. So yes, we got the partner. Cool. We create a company. Great. Everything's cool. So he moved from a solopreneur to a partnership business where two people with different ideas, with different desires, with different styles of working need to match. Yeah. So they kind of separate their duties, but at the end, he got stabbed in the back.
Oh no.
And it was really bad. And I was like, I just want to be honest with you. And he was like, okay, tell me your opinions. And I was like, I think that this is the best thing which happened to you so far.
Wow. And you were with him on the journey from the beginning. You were with him the whole way through.
Yes. All the way through. And he was, why do you think so? What, like, why do you think this way? And I was like, do you remember? So I remind him a story. How we talk, what we talk, what we discuss, what his dream was. And he was like, yes. And I was like, do you think what I told you? And he was like, yeah, you told me exactly what you're telling me right now. And I was like, yes, exactly. So he was like, you told me that like so much time long ago and I didn't listen to you, which doesn't mean you need to listen to me. It's just a perspective. But sometimes people are not ready to hear that perspective or understand this type of seeing life, seeing business, seeing inner peace or happiness. Like, we're all different. So he was just repeating some of my words and he was like, yes, you flagged me, you told me, because I didn't really know his partner. I'm like absolutely third party and I just hear what he's saying and just help him ask the right questions, understand his situation and dream big, of course. Right. So his partner was like, so no, I don't want to bring more people into the business. I was like, if you don't, how are you gonna scale? How are you gonna grow? It's like, that's the normal way of going. If you don't prioritize how this is gonna work, if you don't open some time for creativity and move forward, how it's gonna work? And we talk all about these little details which people lose when they caught in the business and life and the kids and being busy, just being busy to feel that they're moving forward, but they're not.
Yep.
And they mix what's prioritizing is with a big to-do list, which they don't have to really do it by themselves because they wouldn't have any opportunity to scale. And when we move from this, it was amazing because now he has completely different idea about life. He has completely different idea about business and who he wants to be. And I'm so thrilled to have him in my life as an example, because like you can see the big transformation from earlier going through all the stages, learning the difficult lessons he has to learn. And now he understands that whatever his idea was at the beginning was amazing, but then he got caught in something different. And I'm not there to tell them, don't do that. Like, I don't do this. Like, I'm not the person who needs to guide you. I'm the person who needs to advise you.
Yes, yes, exactly. And you're allowed to change your mind midstream. You know, you're allowed to go on a journey. And if you don't like it, I don't like that anymore. Let's try this. There's no reason. You know, just because you start doing something doesn't mean you have to finish it.
This is a little tricky. So let's not go there because like put people in like, oh, I can give up at any given moment. No. We don't want to say that.
Okay. I suppose then if someone is thinking that they want to give up, they really aren't aligned initially with where they want to go. So the problem was that right at the beginning, they've taken the wrong journey.
They've taken the wrong journey because as a human, we have this shiny object syndrome. And to be honest, like probably 70 to 85% of the people has it at least a specific time in their life. And being there, you see some opportunities and your actual dream is put it behind, which is okay. But you start living somebody else's dream. Mm-hmm. You stop living your life. You stop having the alignment in your life with yourself and with life itself. And this is where the misunderstanding, the lack of any missed benefits even is coming. And you're like, oh my God, I thought that I have to be way more ahead so far, right? But you're not doing whatever your true heart wants. Yep. You're not doing whatever your purpose in life is. You don't know even if this is your purpose. So how, and you don't have idea about life. So how do you expect to get further if you don't know where you're going? I have this gorgeous quote. I watched a video from Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'll never forget it. But he said something like, if you don't have a goal and a big vision about your life, you don't know how to act. So you just drift around and you end up nowhere. So true.
Absolutely. You know, if you're on a boat, think of it like, I'm just picturing the analogy. You have a little boat with a sail, little raft on the water, and you've got all the gear and you've got all the food and supplies and you're ready, but you don't know where to go. You just drift.
Yeah. And you end up nowhere.
You're actually going.
You know, unfortunately, whenever you don't know where you're going, you cannot be happy. You cannot be fulfilled. It's just impossible. Yes, you have like some little happiness moments for sure. But I, to be honest, personally, I really have true happiness when I grow personally. And like when you grow your business, it's still growing personally as well, because you're learning new things. And I believe that many people are like me. I don't want to say everybody is like me, but most of entrepreneurs are. And if you don't grow, there's no option, but you're dying.
Yep.
Like if your business is not growing, it's dying. Yep. And that's so true for everything. So like the only way to have happiness in your life, because I'm very big about happiness and balance and love and, you know, girls things into the business, let's put it this way, emotions, the emotions, it's just without knowing where you want to go and the purpose of growing on the way, you cannot be truly happy and satisfied and, of course, fulfilled. And I believe that this is the same for guys as well, because like with so much communication and connection with like male entrepreneurs, I realize that they want the same things as us. They're way more stronger emotionally, so they don't show it. But this doesn't mean that you guys don't have emotions. You want to be happy too.
Of course. We like to put on a show. We have more bravado, you know, males, you know, we like to do that, whereas females are a little bit more transparent sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
I love it. So if there was one question that we have to ask ourselves constantly that you think would be a very useful question, what would it be?
I'll give you two. Can I?
Yeah, of course.
So the first one, it's a personal, and this is going to be, who am I? And it's not necessary to be at the moment, who am I? But it's very important to know who you are. So the next moment they ask you, so you have the explanation, you know. So this is a good thing to spend some time thinking every single day. Many people, when you ask them who they are, they're going to tell you their role in life. They're going to tell you their title. We've never been born with titles.
Right, exactly. You know.
Yeah,
we're a million things. We can have 20 different titles.
Yes. And you can be father and business owner, a successful business owner at the same time. So let's put little adjective. You can be a loving father and successful business owner at the same time. Yeah. So when people represent themselves with only the title from work, this is showing that they clearly need help. Like, so that's the first question.
I'm a mechanic. That's it.
You're not just a mechanic. You're a person with a lot of qualities over there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's number one. And number two is like, how do you like your life to look like, to be? Mm-hmm. This is the big vision. So what I really like every person to have in their life is self-image.
Yep.
Very strong self-image. That's the first question. And a clear idea where their life needs to go, so they have the life of their dreams. And once you have these two, just two questions to ask yourself on a daily basis for 5 minutes, your life will change dramatically, drastically, tremendously, upside down.
Ah, so two questions. Who am I and where do I want to go?
Yes. Beautiful. It's not where do I want to go. Put more emotions there. Like, how would I like my life to look like?
How do I want to feel?
How do I want to feel? Yes, because like, where do I want to go? It's a destination. You want the journey.
I like that. Very true. So it's more, what do I want my life to look like? How do I want to feel? Perfect. I love it. Love it. So Ileana, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your lovely positive energy and inspirational messages and your insight and your experiences, you know, working as a coach over the last few years, because I think, you know, I think you'd be a fantastic coach.
Thank you.
And if people want to get in touch with you to learn a bit more about what you do, what's the best way for them to do that?
Like everybody nowadays, I'm all over the social media. So LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram, I'm right there sharing some tips, some personal stories, and how I overcome them. So like, you can easily find me everywhere, and you don't have to look like, to be honest, like being here on this show with you now, it's some sort of life guidance. We met for a reason. We share our stories for a reason and our knowledge. So if it's meant to be, you can find me everywhere.
Awesome. Do you have a website as well?
No, I'm working on it. Like, I, to be honest, like for me, this is old fashioned. So like, I'm young. I'm going with the trends at some points, not everything, but social media, I believe that it's enough on my website, unless it's a blog, which I used to have. It's hard to find. So if I make a website now, it's going to be probably the same like 5 years ago or in the next 5 years. So like, being on the social media for me is like more personal, more into the time where we are talking right now. And you can see actually what's going on and what my thoughts are right now. With the website, it's something old fashioned.
I agree. The website is static, whereas social media is more dynamic. Definitely. We can get insight into who you are, what you're doing, how you're feeling, your thoughts and philosophies on life, and as they change every day.
Absolutely. Just the website, it's like, I'll get it. So many people ask for it just because, like, wait a second, you want to know me now or you want to know me 5 years ago when I started it?
That's right. Yeah, I like that. Good point. Very wise, Ileana. Very wise.
Yeah.
I can see that you would challenge everything.
Thank you.
I think that's the way you think. You know, if anybody says do this, you think, what do
Why?
I think about that? Why? Why not? Why can't I do this? Why shouldn't I do that?
Oh, you know, that's remind me about something else. When you're talking about quotes, it's not mine. I heard it somewhere, but I just adopted it because I truly believe that that's so true. And basically, it's this one. A true leader, learn from everybody, but take only the best advices, the best information, the best method and approaches which will serve them and be aligned with their life and their values. And throw everything else. You don't have to be like everybody else. You just use whatever works for you. Absolutely. And move from there. Find the next thing which works for you.
Absolutely. And I'm going to finish that off with an amazing quote by Oscar Wilde. He said, "Be yourself. Everybody else is already taken."
I love it. It's one of my favorites.
It is so true. You know, so that's exactly what you're saying. Learn from other people, be inspired by other people, challenge convention, do whatever you got to do. But at the end of the day, you still got to be who you are. Otherwise, you're not going to be happy.
Yeah. Let me mention one more thing. Sure. You are with yourself 24/7, 365 days, some years 66, with yourself. Yep. It doesn't matter you have a family. It doesn't matter you have a job. It doesn't matter you have a title or role in your life. You're always with yourself. So make sure you love who you are. Make sure you love who you are becoming. And make sure you love who you want to become. And that's the only way you get where you want to go. Because you don't love yourself, there's no way you become a successful business owner. There's no way you're a loving father or husband. There's no way bringing love in your life if you don't love yourself. I love this quote.
I love it. You know, and as you say, you know, you got to give yourself permission to love yourself as well sometimes.
You should.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. That inspirational messages from Ileana. I think that's a lovely way to finish off the show. So Ileana, we really appreciate you coming in today. I absolutely had a lovely discussion. I can feel your energy from the other side of the world. And thank you once again for being on the show. It's been absolutely an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much, Darren. It was my pleasure being here, my honest.
Awesome. And from everybody out there who wants to get in touch with Ileana, I'm going to put all the notes, all the links actually, into how to get in touch with her in the show notes. So please find a way to make contact. And I think she'd be a fantastic coach to guide you as well. So for everybody out there, have a lovely day. Ileana, once again, thank you so much. And everybody, will catch you very, very soon for another episode of Playing with Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. Bye for now.